districting referendum that would change the Virginia congressional delegation from its current 6 Democrat, 5 Republican makeup to 10 Democrats and 1 Republican. Right now, the vote has tightened up with no votes leading by a 50-49% margin. The election has national ramifications. President Trump participated in a marathon Bible reading event this evening. He joined other Christians in reading a passage of Scripture during an event live streamed from the Museum of the Bible in Washington. The president read a familiar passage from 2 Chronicles, which has long been a major theme at annual National Day of Prayer events.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
The marathon reading includes the entire Bible from famous verses to less well-known passages. A Democratic congresswoman is resigning rather than face formal discipline for alleged ethics violations.
Representative Sheila Sherfalus McCormick is leaving Congress before the House Ethics Committee made a final decision on her punishment. Members of the panel found the Florida Democrat committed 25 violations of House rules and ethical standards, leading to calls for her expulsion. The congresswoman also faces federal criminal charges accusing her of stealing $5 million in coronavirus disaster relief funds. Sherfalus McCormick denies any wrongdoing. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 293 points, the Nasdaq dropped 144, the S&P declined 45. This is SRN News. A Baptist minister is killed in Ukraine, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A Russian airstrike on the city of Zaporizhia struck a church last week, resulting in the death of the pastor and the wounding of 8 other people. Ukrainian officials accuse the Russians of specifically targeting the church. Moscow's invasion of Ukraine is in its 5th year with no end in sight. The government is also accused of persecuting Christians who do not belong to the Russian Orthodox Church, which has thrown its support behind the invasion. Michael Harrington reporting.
British police are investigating whether a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian proxies. The Metropolitan Police Force says counter-terror officers are probing the attacks on synagogues and other sites linked to the Jewish community, as well as an attack on a Persian language media company. No one's been injured in the blazes, the latest of which caused minor damage to a North London synagogue. This is SRN News. There's a major transition coming at Apple.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is stepping down after nearly 15 years at the company's helm. In that time, Apple's market value soared by more than $3.6 trillion, leveraging the popularity of the iPhone and other breakthroughs orchestrated by his predecessor, Steve Jobs. Cook will turn the CEO duties over to Apple's head of hardware products, John Ternus, on September 1st. However, he will remain involved as executive chairman. The transition comes at a pivotal time for Apple. Artificial intelligence has unleashed an upheaval in the industry, and Apple's gotten off to a rough start. I'm Ben Thomas.
In case you haven't noticed, shoppers have accelerated their spending in March, but they spent a good chunk of that money at the gasoline pump. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.